Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babun fil Mujahada, the chapter on striving, and we explained that this word jihad or mujahada means to strive on three fronts. The first front is the physical front, the front that we can see, the front that we can appreciate, and that is the physical enemy. So that is one front of jihad and mujahada. The second front of jihad and mujahada, striving and exerting oneself to one's fullest against the shaitan. That is the outward but unseen enemy. Shaitan that is there on the attack all the time, looking to see how he can misguide us, how he can cause us to do those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is that enemy that is there, that is on the outside, but we can't see, not apparent. And then there's a third enemy that is wooden and also not apparent, and that is nafs. So on all three fronts, a person is striving. One is to keep the physical enemy away. He mustn't do anything that will spoil my deen, that will affect my deen. It should never ever be such that the person is entertaining and bringing what the enemy wants to destroy our deen. We're bringing it into our own homes. We're bringing it into our own countries. And Allah forbid we even bring it in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those things that the enemies want, we are bringing it into our own homes. So the first thing is, a person is does everything he can do to his fullest against the physical enemy. The second thing he does is everything he can do against that unseen outward enemy. And the third is that unseen inward enemy, that nafs, that carnal desires, that is desiring those things that please Allah subhanahu all the time. This person is exerting himself against that all the time. So this is known as jihad or mujahada. That is on the three fronts. So today we'll do an hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala qal, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, wa ma taqarraba ilayya abdi bi shay'in ahabba ilayya mimma aftaradtu alayhi, وما يزال عبدي يتخرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به ويبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني أعطيته ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah ta'ala has said. So now this is known as Hadithi Qudsi. One is a Sahabi is narrating what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that we know that is a Hadith. But when the Hadith is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala has said, then this becomes Hadithi Qudsi. So we might ask ourselves, what's the difference between Hadithi Qudsi and Quran? Because Quran, Allah Ta'ala is also saying, and here we're saying Allah Ta'ala is also saying. So one is known as hadith matlu, and one is ghair matlu, or tilawat, or one is known as wahi matlu, and one is ghair matlu. That wahi that has come down, that we make tilawat of, we read, that is known as Quran. And ghair matlu is that Allah Ta'ala has said. It's also wahi that has come down to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but is ghair matlu, is that wahi that is not recited. So it is known as Hadith Qudsi. So anyway, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala has said, I declare war on anyone who opposes a friend of mine. That person who has any type of enmity for any wali of Allah, Allah ta'ala is saying that I declare war with such a person. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, that after searching and scanning the whole ocean of hadith, I found on two occasions only where Allah ta'ala says that he is declaring war with someone. One is when a person takes interest, a person is involved in interest, consuming interest. Allah Ta'ala mentions that فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that if they don't desist from involving in interest, then announce war with Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is on one occasion, and he mentioned the other occasion is this hadith where Allah Ta'ala mentions that person who has enmity for any wali of mine, then I declare war with that person. Anyway, the hadith goes on, where Allah Ta'ala says, my servant does not draw close to me with anything that I love more than by fulfilling whatever I had made faraz upon him. In other words, that this person now is doing his faraz actions. Now he's drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this, that the person is doing his faraz, and this faraz is causing him to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this. For example, a person came for his fajr namaz, he's performed a faraz, and this faraz now is bringing him closer to Allah. There isn't anything more beloved than a person doing this, performing that faraz, and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the hadith goes on to explain that I made my servant continues to draw closer to me through optional deeds until I love him. So one is a person now does those faraz actions that become, he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing that Allah ta'ala loves most. And now how can he continue to get more closer? After he did the faraz, now how can he continue to get more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what we are being told here, that my servant continues to draw closer. So this is a recipe to get closer and closer and closer to Allah ta'ala. That my servant continues to draw closer to me through optional deeds. That means doing nawafil. All the nafil actions that he can do, whether it's nafil salat, nafil ibadat, nafil charity. A person does other type of nawafil. For example, a person recites Quran, he may nafil umrah, whatever it is. But those nawafil that this person is doing, optional deeds, they're helping him to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, my servant continues to draw closer to me through optional deeds until I love him. I become so close to him that I love him. And then Allah ta'ala says, once I love him, I become his ears with which he hears. I become his eyes with which he sees, his hands with which he holds, and his legs with which he walks. If he were to ask me, I would grant him. And if he were to seek refuge in me, I would grant refuge in him. I would grant refuge. And this is what a great thing. This person becomes so close that he becomes his, that I become his eyes with which he sees, I become his ears with which he hears, his hands with which he walks, and his hands with which he holds, and his legs with which he walks. If he were to ask me, I would grant him. And if he were to seek refuge in me, I would grant him refuge. Ulama explained what is meant by this. Allah Ta'ala becomes, he becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, he becomes my eyes which he sees, ears in which he hears, that I become his ears, I become his eyes. What is meant by this? Is this person's actions now become 100% muwafiq in conformance of the decree of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala wants him at that time him to be going to the masjid, his legs are taking him to the masjid. If Allah Ta'ala at that time wants his hands to be helping somebody, his hands are helping somebody. If Allah Ta'ala wants his eyes at that time to be looking down, his eyes are looking down. If Allah Ta'ala wants his ears to be listening to something at that time, he's listening to that thing. Allah Ta'ala wants his ears not to be listening to something at that time, that is what he's doing. So that is what is meant by this last part, that I become his eyes through which he sees, his ears through which he hears, his hands through which he holds, his legs through which he walks. And when he asks me, I grant him, he seeks refuge in me, I grant him that refuge, because of this closeness that a person has got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the recipe? After doing the faraz, the person does as many, many nawafil as possible for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.